Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, May 13th, and Jen Golden is back.
Hello, I am back.
Yes, you're back. Thank you for coming back.
No problem. Happy to.
We're happy we didn't lose you in Florida there somehow.
Thank you. And I'm happy that I didn't lose my job to Lauren. Lauren, watch out.
Bring your mic just a little bit up. Oh. So, yeah, because I can't hear you as well.
Weird.
There you go. Maybe I need to turn mine up a little bit. So, Jen, welcome back.
Thank you.
So you went to Miami for a few days.
Six days, to be exact, yes.
And you visited your mom and your family and everything.
Oh, yeah. I saw all of the people in Miami.
So were you able to do everything your mom wanted you to do?
Yes. Actually, I think the one thing we didn't do was go to lunch at some restaurant, but everything else on the itinerary we did.
Cool. And did you get to go by the pool, too?
Only a little bit. I think came back to LA paler than I left.
I think so. So you didn't spend too much time in the sun.
No, we were so busy. It was like a military schedule.
Really?
I joked that my mom like started a parade for me and that it started the moment I got off the plane and like we had to make stops throughout the city. And it was the parade. It's the Gen Parade.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. I mean, it must make you feel special.
Definitely.
You know, it's very cool. And she loves you to death, and you love her to death.
Yes.
And it shows on the social networks.
Yes. We took a lot of photos. We posted a lot of photos. It was so funny because we would take them, and then my mom would look at me and be like, did you post them? Are you posting them? Who's posting them? I'm like, calm down. We just posted one 5 seconds ago.
Yeah.
I can't bombard these people with our love.
I know. She loves Facebook. I noticed that. She's pretty active on that, you know, for a parent.
I know. We had a couple lessons. I had to teach her how to tag things. I showed her how to edit photos because she likes to take screenshots of photos instead of resizing them. She'll just zoom in and then take a screenshot of it.
Oh, really?
So you can see the phone stuff, like the time, the date, that it says edit. Like it says like the photo album. So I was like, no, well, here, I'll show you how to edit. We can even like do some filters if you want. So now she's all into it.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Well, we have a very full show. I mean, there's so much to cover, and I don't know how much time we'll have, but you brought a guest with you.
I did.
Who we'll introduce in just a second. I wanted to also let you know we're going to have a couple phone guests involved in a new film and stuff. So they're going to call in as well. So we've got a lot to say.
A busy first day back for me.
There you go. You know, and we don't have even enough time to cover everything.
No.
But let's go ahead and introduce your friend who you brought in here. Very beautiful, smiley, glowing.
Yes.
Who do we have in the studio, Jen?
We have Monica Padilla.
Monica Padilla, welcome to the show, Monica.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Awesome. And so I understand you were on Survivor.
I was.
Wow.
I
was. How long ago was that?
That was in 2009. I was on the 19th season of Survivor Samoa.
Really? 19th season. So by now they would have had about 26, 27,
They're
right?
Actually airing season 30 as we speak.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It'll be airing tonight.
Wow. I remember seeing the first one, man.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? I should start watching tonight then, because if you're back on, I need to know how it works.
There's actually a few people up for the next season from some of the older seasons and from that first season that everybody remembers with Richard Hatch and Kelly Wigglesworth.
I remember all of them. That was quite crazy. And then I fell in love with the show and I started watching it all the time, but I think maybe after season 4 or something I dropped it, you know. So it's just amazing that they've had so many.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It has a strong following, and they keep changing it up, so you're not always watching the same show. They're introducing new rules, new twists in the game, so the show's really evolved since the first time.
That's true, and I think it's probably widely considered, maybe arguably, but the first reality show, right?
I think so. I think it's the king of reality shows, really.
Right.
It put it on the map. It really created this market for reality shows, starting with Survivor.
Is it the longest running reality show? I mean, it should be probably if it was the first.
Yeah,
and
probably.
It's still on.
Probably,
30
yeah.
seasons later.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
So what, do they have like 2 seasons a year or something?
2 seasons a year. Usually one in the fall and then one airs like in January.
Yeah, so that explains it. Okay. So so you were there during the season war. We'll find out everything about that. But how did you guys meet?
We have a lot of mutual friends. I went to college with her boyfriend.
Really?
Yeah.
And so, but you found out later that they were together? Or?
No. That's so how I met Monica.
Oh, I see.
We all hung out one night, and Monica was there, and I was like, you're going to be my new friend.
Wow, how
now
cool.
Now we work out together. Yeah. We hang out on the weekends.
We live on the same street. I mean, that was a coincidence that we live on the same street.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Now it's really just more convenient.
I know. I just met this guy at the hair salon who... it ended up that he knows me from the radio station. He says, oh, we're friends on Facebook. And then he described to me he has this hair salon and everything. And I thought, wow, you know. So we also kind of clicked, you know. And I thought, this would be cool. And he told me, he says, I drive Uber too. So I said, great, because I need to find out about Uber.
Awesome.
So sometimes you don't know how people are going to end up together. And, you know, and
yeah.
Sometimes it's just the right timing, you know. You might be passing somebody on the street and you don't know them. And then, you know, sometime later, you're like best friends or something,
yeah.
You know. So you never know. But that's cool. So how long have you known each other now?
I don't know.
A couple years.
Yeah.
A
couple years?
Mm-hmm. We hung out when I first started dating my boyfriend, mm-hmm. and just in passing, and it was like casual, just we'd all hang out for dinner, and then over time, we just became closer, I guess.
Yeah.
Wow, how cool.
Yep.
Yeah, it's easy to get closer to Jen. She's very friendly.
She's awesome.
Huh?
Oh, she's
thanks,
the best.
Guys. I'm blushing.
She is blushing.
You can't
she's
see
blushing.
It doesn't happen.
No,
often,
but it's true. We talked a lot about you when Lauren was here.
I know. She told me to listen.
Really?
Yeah. She's like, Sam made fun of you. I was like,
I
must
make
hear it.
Fun of her, of you. There's no way.
It's okay.
I didn't make fun of you. It's what did
right.
I say?
I don't know. I didn't.
Yeah. It. She made more fun of you than I did.
Probably.
I didn't make fun.
That's
of
like
her.
Her life's joy.
Yeah. There you go. So you know it's her. It's not me.
The Lauren,
you can
if you're out
to the
there.
Show. Yeah.
It's you. Jen's coming for you.
I am. I'll see you soon and tell you in your face.
No, but she had fun. I had fun. It was nice. You
great.
Know, it was cool. And yeah, so if it had to be anybody, it was her. She's a natural, you know, and she had been on the show.
Yes.
So it wasn't like strange or weird, you know.
No, you're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Well, I thank you.
Not only do I host, but I provide, you know, stand-ins. I provide yeah. whatever you need.
Yeah, there you go. You see? Yeah. A great businesswoman right there.
Thank you. I try. All in a day's work.
So, Monica, before time gets away from us, tell us what it is you're involved now, because you came on the show. You want to get some support for something you're doing. Tell us about it.
So it's really exciting. I've been approached a couple of times to come back on Survivor for another season. If you don't know, some of the contestants have come back multiple times, 3 times, 4 times as all-star seasons. And for some reason, it always falls through. And for this season in particular, they are giving the fans the chance to vote for their favorite players to come back and basically redeem themselves if they didn't win the first time.
Right.
So I'm being given that chance, and there's about 15 other women who have also been on the show before, spread across from the seasons, all the way from that first season that you were talking about, she was in the final two, to this current season now. And so it's up on the website. There's videos of each contestant saying why you should vote them on to this next season. And you'll see my little dorky video where I tell you exactly why
that's
you
cool.
should vote for me.
But you probably, you had to have done one to get on the first time, right?
Right, you had to at least been on. It's a second chances. So especially for this one, you can only have done one season of Survivor.
Right. But I mean the video. You had to do a video in order to get accepted the first time, right? Or to,
yeah, yeah.
To
but,
go on audition.
Usually it's at the discretion of the producers. So
yeah.
they decide. Mark Burnett decides. Jeff Probst decides.
Right.
It's this long process that you go through
right.
until you finally get to walk on that island. And so this time it's not only them deciding for who the pool is going to be. Now it's the fans.
The fans that get to
go on
vote.
And vote and get in there and click. And you can only vote once a day.
Uh-huh.
And voting ends in a week.
Really? So tell us where people can find it, where they can vote and everything.
So if you go to cbs.com/survivor-second-chances, you'll have a chance to vote for the females and the males. Vote for the males too, but if you get in there,
yeah.
get on and vote for Monica Padilla, and you can look at my little video, and you also have to vote for 9 other women. So everybody keeps calling me and saying, but I don't really want to vote for you. I don't want to vote for these 9 women. What do I do? And I'm like,
right.
well, you have to vote for 10, which
wow.
is good because it increases the odds of me getting on.
That's true, yeah, because other people are going to vote for you too if they came from somebody for somebody
right,
else.
Yeah. Right. So
that would work out well.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool. So CBS.com/
Survivor Second Chances. Let me make sure I got that right. Okay.
But I wonder if they can get there from the front page too or something, you know?
Yeah, if you just go on CBS.com and you go to Survivor, it'll be right there.
Okay, cool. So, so if you guys are not sure, it's Monica Padilla, and you guys can go on the website there and vote for her. I think it would be cool to see you because I missed you, obviously, the first time you were on.
I did too, and now it would be so much fun to like gather all of our friends and have a screening party every time she's on.
That's true. But isn't it possible to find the episode maybe on Netflix or something?
The old one?
Season?
Yeah, the old
one. Yeah, there's you can do – CBS.com is a great membership thing where you can see all of the old seasons of any CBS show. And then there's also on iTunes where you can pay for each of the episodes. You could pay for the entire season.
Oh. Oh, nice.
So I just started that whole CBS membership thing, and I've been catching up on all of my past seasons to see my competitors in action.
Yeah. Cool. So now, how many contestants are, like 16 or something?
There's a total of 34, but only the women are against the women. You mean who's going to make it or who's in the pool?
No. Like usually on every show.
Oh, about 20.
20.
So there's going to be 20. So 10
men. I see.
Men
so 10 and
10. Women.
That's
yeah.
why you and 9 women.
Exactly.
I see. And they always divide it equally, men and women?
Usually, yeah. I mean, and sometimes they do 16, sometimes they do 18, sometimes there's 3 tribes, sometimes they split it into 2 tribes.
Oh, there are 3 sometimes. I've never seen
that. Sometimes
you'll
have like sets of 3, so you can do, I don't know, 8 on each tribe or something like that, you
know? Right. Wow, how cool. So now people probably want to know how you get on Survivor in the first place.
There's 2 ways. You can apply, so you can get the application online, print it up, and write it up, and send it in to CBS. They also have recruiters, too. Well, I should say there's 3 ways, because you also can go to an appearance. So sometimes they hold these, like, casting calls, and you can go in and meet people and go on and plead your case as to why you should go further in the process. There's also recruiters that travel around the country and really? Look for interesting people, and that's how I got on.
Really? So how did they find you?
So they found me in San Diego. I was in law school. It was about 6 years ago. I was just about to graduate. I was having a good old time my last year of law school. I knew I was done. I was ready to go.
Really?
So I was having fun. I was partying a lot, and I was out and about, and one of the recruiters came up to me and said, would you ever do a reality show? And at the time I thought, oh, I don't want to do like The Bachelor. Like that just sounds horrible. I'm like, not my thing. No, I'm good. She's like, oh, well, I work for CBS and I cast for Survivor and you would be excellent. You seem really social and bubbly. And I'm pretty silly and quirky when I'm out. I don't take really? Myself too seriously. So she's like, you would just be so great. You're just so social. Your social game would be great. And I just said, I don't know. She goes, it's Survivor. It's the king of reality shows. I was like, I don't know. Give me your number. Maybe I'll call you on Monday.
Yeah.
And because
here people come up with offers all the time, right?
Right. And this was in San Diego, so it's kind of like, you know, it's LA-ish.
Right.
So I kind of forgot about the whole thing, and she had gotten my number from one of my girlfriends, and so she contacted me that week and said, come on the show. I really want to pitch you to the producers. You'll start this whole process. And my sister had applied years and years back for like the third season. So my sister was the one who was like, you have to do this.
So it was totally random, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
So random.
You see, some people like work so hard to get on and you were approached by somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. You see? So it made it a lot easier for you. So you decided you're going to do it.
Right.
Right? Did you have any like apprehension about what is going to be involved? I mean, they eat a lot of weird stuff.
That's what I asked her. I was like, did you have to eat crickets? Do you have to eat crickets if you go back?
I was so excited to go, and I was up for the challenge. And I mean, I was a little bit nervous. I think looking back now, it was a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. Yeah. Like some of these challenges you see on TV, and they're doing these puzzles, and they seem so easy. I'm like, I'm great at puzzles. I got this. And when you're there, these things are hard.
Really?
And the physical challenges are really hard. I mean, and they put you against these really strong competitors. Yeah. And I'm this little tiny girl. So it was tough. It was really tough. I think had I known what I was getting myself into truly, I would have been a lot more nervous.
Yeah.
So going in now, I feel a little bit more nervous thinking about.
Really? Because now you know, right?
Now I know how hungry I'm going to be. Now I know how hard the challenges are going to be. And I'm also playing for the second time with other people have played for a second time.
Right.
So you're not dealing with rookies here. You're dealing with veterans that
right.
know this
that
stuff.
All want to win.
Right. It's like part two Hunger Games.
Right. You're out for blood.
Yeah. It's like we all lost once. We don't want to lose again.
Yeah. So this begs the question, how far into the show were you able to stay?
I made it pretty far. I made it to day 33 out of 39, and I was seventh. So it comes down to a final three.
Right.
And so after, when you get to the final three, there's a jury, and the past, you know, seven people who were voted out now vote for who will win the million out of those
exactly.
three.
They become like the voting panel
right,
or something.
Right, right. And so the people that I was left with knew that I had a lot of friends on the jury. And so there uh-huh. was no way at that point that I was going to get into that final three if I didn't win some sort of immunity challenge. But yeah, I made it 33 yeah. out of 39 days.
Wow.
Six more days and I would have made it
yeah.
to the end.
How many people did you start with?
Hold on a second. Hold 20. On. Oh. Hold that thought because our guests are calling in now.
Okay, great.
So we'll continue with Survivor after that.
Love it. Love
okay.
it.
Okay. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead, please. This is Sam and Jen, and we have Monica in the studio.
Hi, good morning. This is Danielle from Pure Entertainment, the Loverstein film.
Yes, Danielle. How are you doing? It's Danielle Earle, right?
Yes.
Yeah, welcome to the show, Danielle. Thank you for calling in. Where are you calling us from this morning?
I'm actually calling you guys from Northern New Jersey, and so I'm calling from the East Coast, and I'm really excited about your program and having this on today.
Awesome.
Oh, thanks for joining us.
Now, I see another call coming in. Should I take that one, too? Is this your, well, let's go ahead and take it. Good morning. You're on the air. We're here with Danielle. Who's calling, please?
This is Sasha Gordon.
Hi, Sasha. Welcome to the show. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, so you're both on the line. Can you hear each other?
Nice.
You should be able to hear each other. Okay, well, so Danielle, a little bit about the film. You're the producer, writer, and director of the movie Lover's Game. That's cool. So, I mean, that's a lot of work to do for one person. How did you come up with the idea?
The film we started, it was actually about a couple of years ago, about three years ago, we started the development of it, and it was actually right after we did a web series called Brooklyn Is in Love, and I kind of just, you know, went off on just a small period. I was like, you know, I wonder if, you know, we should make a feature film, and I just, you know, at night during that time, it was during the winter, I came out with the idea of just the storyline and the characters, and some of the actors from that film are actually in Brooklyn Is in Love. So I kind of, you know, reached out to them and told them about, you know, the film and the script, and they really loved it. And but, yeah, I kind of just, you know, I really wanted to make a storyline to kind of cater to, you know, different, you know, communities and, you know, things of talking about relationships and all the different storylines similar to, like, soap operas in a way, because that's kind of, like, my first love. And
yeah.
So I thought it was going to be like, you know, maybe just to develop this kind of film. And I'm really just happy about the positive response a lot of people are getting from after watching the trailer. And so, yeah.
Yeah, very cool. Because, you know, I mean, the thing is that it's obviously a big project to do. And you took on the main responsibilities for the film. Now, Sasha, welcome to the show. So, you're part of the cast in the film?
Yes.
And what is your role in the film?
So, I play Olivia, the girlfriend that later on becomes the love interest of Miranda's character.
Uh-huh.
And the one of the last scenes when she's actually faced with Jillian, and I'm there to be there for her. So it's a small role, but I feel like it was a role that really tied the movie together,
kind of
showing how things ended up.
Right. Very cool. So how did you end up getting the role, Sasha?
So it's actually a long story, but to make it short, so Miranda, who is one of the lead actresses, I did a portrait with her, and through the photographer that was a really dear friend. And he mentioned that Miranda was an actress, and we just connected, and she just invited me to, you know, become part of the film. And it was really exciting. Unfortunately, the photographer that put us together, he passed away.
Oh, no. How? Why?
Yeah, Billy. Well, it was a stroke, but it was at night, so he didn't really suffer, but it's just really hard to lose such a great friend. She was relatively young, healthy. It's just, but anyway, she was the one who put us together, and I've been keeping in touch with Miranda since then.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool. So, Danielle, tell us a little bit about the plot of the film. What can we expect?
Well, sure. It's actually about a married couple living in New York City, and the two characters' names are Vincent and Annabella. And Vincent is actually a district attorney, and Annabella is an art gallery owner. And so they're basically just, they've been married for, you know, a few years, and they want to have a child. And they end up finding out that, that, you know, having a child is not an option, and she's unable to have a child. And it causes a lot of, you know, kind of, you know, tension in their marriage, and, you know, and so just a lot of arguments, and, you know, towards like, the beginning of the film. And so during that process, Annabella, she ends up finding, just meeting one day on the street, a painter named Jillian, and they end up becoming, you know, very fast friends. And so their kind of, you know, relationship, you know, ends up getting closer, and they end up, you know, being romantically, you know, involved in the film. And so the husband kind of suspects that, you know, something's going on. She's going through kind of changes now and being, like, more independent. And so basically, you know, it's kind of like a thriller. It's like a, you know, psychedelic, it's basically a thriller, romance, drama. Yeah, there's a lot of unexpected things you're going to, you know, see in the film because the ending kind of takes a twist. And but, yeah, that's kind of, you know, plot of the whole, you know, movie and everything. But there's a lot of footage and footage of New York that we filmed, a lot of B-roll. And so I spent the day just kind of filming all the, you know, just the footage of that film because I really wanted to have that, you know, feel to it. And, yeah, so it's kind of the series.
Great. So it takes place in New York, in New York City. And so the couple are are they married? Are they a married couple?
Yes, they're kind of married. I would say like a few years, about 3 years, 3 or 4 years, and then like they're like early 30s, and so kind of like, you know, at that point they're like, oh, you know, we want to start a family and, you know, do, you know, different, you know, things and have a house. And so she kind of, you know, feels very, you know, trapped because she doesn't really want to have that type of, you know, family, and she kind of wants to focus on her career. So it kind of, you know, ends up kind of happening with more tension in their marriage and that kind of thing.
Wow. So, and how long did it take you to write the screenplay for this?
It was really, you know, it was kind of a strange period at that time because my grandmother, you know, was very close to her, and, you know, she passed away during that time when I came up with the idea. And I actually wrote the script in 2 days. I just started writing it one night, and the next morning just continued writing.
Wow.
And I called my editor, and I said, Stephanie, she lives in Ohio, and I said, you know, Stephanie, I have an idea for a script, and she's like, yeah, just send it to me. And she kind of helped just, you know, kind of put everything together and structure it, you know, better. Right. And, just by those 2 days, I was like, okay, you know, just started getting locations and kind of just dived into filming it. And,
Very cool. So, now, Sasha, where are you calling us from today?
From New York.
Oh, you're in New York as well. Is that where you live? Yes. Or are you just visiting
yes.
here?
Yes. Okay, I live cool. here.
And so have you had a long acting career before you got this this role?
So basically I was actually in the corporate world before, but then for the past year I've been doing acting full time. And I've done a feature in Canada after that, and I'm going to be working on a showcase here in New York and have another feature lined up. So it's been really great. Just things have been picking up really, and I've been blessed to do what I love.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, so you guys must have hit it off, and Danielle must have thought Danielle, did you do the casting yourself too?
Yeah, I basically, and even, you know, I just wanted to add with Sasha, it was like, you know, when she came on set, she did like a phenomenal job, especially with, you know, acting and rehearsing. And so, you know, immediately kind of just knew that, you know, this would be just a great, you know, combination, and adding her to the cast. I just wanted to add that. Good in there, but yeah, the casting. I kind of just, you know, we did a casting for Annabella,
And then, Crawford Collins, she was kind of just starting to get more work after Brooklyn Is in Love. She was featured in Orange Is the New Black, and she's going to be in the third season. And so, before that, you know, I kind of just like, you know, Crawford, I think, would be the perfect person for, you know, this particular part. And, I wanted to have that kind of role. I think it's, I think it's kind of fun to do the casting also.
Yeah. No, it's cool. I mean, you know, you're obviously very independent, and it's, you know, I mean, you've done the work of a lot of people. That's usually done by several different people. So that's pretty cool. So, I mean, sounds like a great movie to me. The film's name is Lover's Game. Is it available yet to see?
Yes. I actually just spoke with we actually signed a distribution deal with Section 2, and it happened about 2 years ago because we were just in the pre-production and they saw the trailer, and they just wanted to sign up with us, you know, immediately because they're starting this new... because everything is going on VOD and just distribution has changed a lot, you know, since with the DVD stages and everything. So we're planning to have it released. I just found out the date, June 12th, because we have a screening coming out this summer. So you can see it on VOD. We're also going to send it for Netflix and all the different media platforms online. So you'll be able to watch it very soon online.
That's great. So June 12th. Is that what you said?
June 12th, yep.
Cool.
Awesome. Now, everybody, if you want to find out more about the film, go to loversgamefilm.com, and there's all the information on the film. There's trailers, and there's an interview with Danielle or a couple of them, and sounds very interesting. So, I mean, it can't possibly be bad. You got a wealthy couple living in New York, wanting a child, not having it, and a lesbian story to boot. So
something for everybody.
For everybody in the movie. All right. Well, so everybody go catch the film coming out June 12th, did we say?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so you guys can find out everything about it on the website. It'll also have where you can find everything. You can see gallery and videos and everything else. So so Danielle and Sasha, congratulations on the film.
Thank you so much.
Of course. And I know that it's like, Danielle, it's for you like a little baby, right? That's finally coming
out. Yes. You know, and so, you know, just like a long, like hours and, you know, editing and everything with it. But, you know, I have to just say, you know, I'm just really, you know, proud of the cast and the people, you know, behind it. And even with the film itself, I'm hoping, you know, you guys will like it and enjoy it, you know, just as much as we kind of had the great experience of making it. So.
Yeah. Sounds good. Well, there's a large cast in the film. I mean, you know, for an independent film, I think you've got quite a few people on the cast. So, well thought out film. Everybody go out and catch that. And Danielle Earl, thank you so much. Sasha Gordon. And...
Awesome.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
Of course. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Wow. Sounds pretty cool to me.
Me too.
You know, I mean, I like things like this, you know, and usually stories in New York are cool as well, you know, don't you think?
I think
absolutely.
So.
Absolutely.
You know, like all kinds of, they have a lot of relationship movies in New York and stuff. I don't know why that is, but.
Because I feel like they feel more there.
Yeah.
They're a little, like, artsier, a little emotional, you know, like it's a different thing there. It's like,
there's a romanticism that goes
yeah.
with New York, and there's so many people there. There's so many possible combinations of
yeah.
relationships.
That's true.
You never knew who you're living next door to. You might be married to them
yeah.
next year.
Yeah, there you go.
True. There's so many people.
So for those of you just joining us, we have Monica Padilla in the studio. She's a survivor. Survivor Samoa, right? Is the one you were in.
Yeah.
Where is Samoa?
Samoa is in the South Pacific.
The South Pacific.
It's far.
It is, right?
Yeah.
How long did it take you to get there?
It took me maybe 2 days, and you travel as a group. It's pretty intense. You can't speak to anyone else in the group, any of the contestants.
Like the whole time, right?
Right.
Wow, how weird is that?
You can only speak to the people who are with production and with casting because they don't want you to form opinions about the other contestants. They want you to have your
opinion on air. Or alliances in advance.
Right. They want it all to happen on camera.
Right.
So they don't want
to give for all those hours, you're silent?
you're pretty much silent unless you're talking to casting or production. You're even when they call you by name, so they hold on to your airline tickets, they do it by initial so that no one knows your name or where you're from. It's pretty cool.
Is it scary?
It's a little daunting. I mean, you're looking around and they pick a pretty good looking cast. So you're already right. forming opinions in your head. You're like, he's hot, she's weird. It's kind of bizarre to be traveling for 2 days with people and just never being able to speak to them.
That's right? True, yeah.
Did you know that you were going to like Samoa when you were cast?
Well, not when I was cast. I had to wait with everyone else until the finale. And at the finale, they usually announce where the next location will be. Mm. And so that time, I had to wait. I knew that I was cast. I knew that I was going. But I had to wait until the finale of that current season. And they're like, next season, we'll be in Samoa.
Yeah.
And then you get on your Google and start Googling Samoa.
Like, where is that exactly?
What can I eat there?
So you have no idea right now where your next season could be.
I have no idea. It's rumored that it's going to be Cambodia because that's where they are filming right now, but you just never know with them. They can change anything at any given moment.
That's so how true. Do you pack?
You just pack as well as you can. I mean, when you're out there, you only have one set of clothes. So that's it. You have your bathing suit, your underwear, and whatever you wore on the island, and that is it. And you boil them in water.
Really?
To keep them fresh because they get really nasty when you can't bathe or wash your clothes for 39 days, right?
Wow. So that obviously taught you a lot of skills. Or did you already have those skills going in?
No, it definitely taught me a lot. It taught me a lot about living out in the wilderness. It taught me a lot about rationing for myself and staying hydrated. Right. And then on top of surviving, you have that whole social game going on.
Right.
So you can't get too grumpy with people, even though you're hungry, you're tired, you're cold, you barely sleep, you're sleeping on like hard bamboo. And so doing all of that and surviving at the same time, it's like, there's really nothing like it. But
I know, it makes you wonder why people would do it. You know?
I know. It's kind of addicting. It's so weird when you get out there, you just get so hungry for each success in the game that the $1 million prize starts to become just almost like secondary.
Right.
As weird as it may sound, it just becomes like just succeeding on these little small successes, whether it's on challenges or just getting further and further to the end.
Right. Now, Jen, you had a question before the caller's call. Do you remember what it was? We were talking about her being the seventh. Like you were on the council or whatever they call it.
Oh, the jury.
The jury. And,
oh, yeah. How many people did you start with that season?
20. Okay. We started with 20, and then we came down to a final three.
Got it.
Mm. And we had like seven people on the jury or something like that.
Interesting. I need to watch and become more familiar with how this works so that if you're on there, I can... Yeah, what's going on?
You can catch up. You can watch with David and catch up
while I'm gone. We'll cry because you're gone.
A lot of people remember my season as the Russell Hant season. He's one of the biggest villains in Survivor. Mm. And it was his first time playing. And he was just really crazy and aggressive.
Really?
He would dump out people's water so that they would get... like hungry and thirsty and be miserable so that he could control them.
Right.
He burned their socks.
Really? But you're not allowed to punch anybody, right?
You're not allowed to physically hurt anyone. Yeah. But you can make their lives miserable. Because
I would kick the hell out of them.
I wouldn't have the heart to do it. Like,
really?
To burn someone's socks?
Yeah.
About their water?
That's
so
saying.
Mean.
Do you have a strategy going back?
I do have a strategy going back.
Obviously, you can't share that, can you?
I do have a strategy going back. There's a lot of things that I would change that I did from last time, even though I went really far. I think if I had just paid attention to certain things, I would have made it to the end.
Great. So it's cool that you have a second chance to do this now that you've seen it and you learned a lot from it.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's exciting. It's a little scary.
Yeah.
The pressure is on, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So if you want to support Monica, and I don't see why you wouldn't, go to cbs.com/ what was it again? Survivor.
Second chances.
Yeah. So the one that I, when I clicked the link, cbs.com/shows/survivor/second chance.
Okay. So /shows. Okay. Or maybe they can just search
for
it.
It should pop up. Yeah.
Yeah. On the website. You just go into the search box. Put in Survivor.
You can also go to my Instagram or my Twitter handle. It's Monica Padilla 7. And I have a little link and it'll take you right there.
Cool. Yeah.
Make sure also hashtag vote for Monica, the number 4.
Yeah. And, yeah, make sure, because when I was looking you up, there's a lot of Monica Padillas, so make sure that it's the Monica Padilla 7 when you find it. Do you feel that your life has changed since the game?
It has. I mean, I think it changed me as a person for sure.
Really?
In what way?
Really crazy. Just overall appreciation and gratitude. That sounds kind of cheesy, but after living in the wilderness and not brushing your teeth, not showering, you don't have your phone, you have no contact with the outside world.
Right.
I mean, a weird example is Michael Jackson died while we were out there, and we had no right. idea. And
oh,
so then
wow.
we came out of the game, and they said, a couple things happened, and like Michael Jackson died. And whereas the whole world was going through this period, we had no idea. And yeah. by the time we came out, everyone was like, oh yeah, Michael Jackson died, didn't you? And we're just like, oh my God, you know?
Yeah.
But I remember getting back and just being able to wake up in the morning in a warm, cozy bed and brush your teeth and get in your car and play your favorite radio station
right.
or your favorite song. There's just, I mean, I can't tell you how much more you appreciate that after right. being stuck out there. It's a high almost. You're like,
yeah.
yes, I'm
back. I can imagine. I mean, you're there. You don't get to shave your legs or anything.
No,
you know?
No. No shaving your legs. You know? No shaving your underarms for the women.
Yeah. So what happens if you are voted off the island? Where do you go? Because you can't go back into the world because people will know you were voted off, right?
It depends if you're pre-jury or if you're pre-merge. Or post-merge. So okay. when the two tribes merge, usually at that point is when they start to form the jury. But before then, the people that get voted off kind of go back to this hotel or this holding area. It's called Ponderosa. Mm. And it's different in each country that they do it in. And there's food there, and it's cozy. And so everybody goes back to the same place. But the difference is the pre-merge people go travel, and they're taken away so that they don't see who's in the finals. Because right. they want to keep it as quiet as possible. So they go off and travel. I'm not sure where do they go, because I've never been a pre-merge eliminated contestant. I've heard they have fun, but for us, we stay at Ponderosa and we wait for each tribal because we have to see what's going on at camp so we can vote for the winner.
That's true. Wow, sounds pretty interesting. You know, I mean, it was fascinating to me to watch, but I always felt, I guess that's the thing. They also choose young people, right?
They choose because all it's a lot of sorts, though, too.
Oh,
mostly
that's right.
Young, I mean, but some of the
people. They've had some older people. Yeah. I remember now, right?
They keep the cast pretty diverse. Yeah. I've heard that Mark Burnett likes to cast it like it's a Gilligan's Island type
really?
Of thing. So
yeah.
then you have each aspect. You
exactly.
Know, the hot character. Girls, yeah. the smart nerds, the older parent-like figures.
Right. The muscular guys.
Yeah.
And
it's
that.
Funny to yeah. see who makes it to the end.
That's true.
Speaking of muscles, what are you doing to prepare for this?
I've been training.
Really?
I'm pretty tiny as it is, so it's tough. So I've just been trying to train as much as possible. Our friend of ours, yeah. Paul, has been training me in the gym, and it has been insane. I literally can't walk after some of our sessions.
Whoa.
So I've been doing that, and also mental stuff with like yoga and trying to get my mind in the right place, because it really is a mental game. If you can't stay mentally strong, then you're done.
That's true. That's true. I mean, you've got to want to continue and,
right.
and move.
There's so many people who quit. I mean, maybe yeah. not so many, but quite a few across yeah. the years have quit and have right. said, you know what, I'm done. I just want to go. This is not for me.
Exactly.
I can't imagine that. There was never a point for me like that in the game. Hopefully there won't be at this time.
Yeah.
I don't think there will be, though, because I feel like once I start something, I'm so determined to finish and to just get it done. Not just finish, but do it well.
Yeah.
So
I would like for you to win $1 million.
Me too.
Just saying.
Yeah. Me too. I mean,
a million in the bank. Not
yeah.
bad.
Not bad at all.
I like to say I've met a millionaire.
And a winner.
And
oh
a
my
winner.
Gosh.
More important.
There you go.
Soul survivor.
Well, we'll definitely have to watch that and support you and everything, you know.
Thank you.
But I guess once the show starts, there's nothing that we can do, right, as far as support you.
Well, I mean, just watch.
I mean, because viewers don't get to vote. Like they do on some other shows. Like
no,
American
there is a
Idol
fan favorite a lot of times. So right. they announce who is the fan favorite. So there's that. Mm. You can also pray for me while I'm gone and send me good energy.
That's true, yeah.
I'll be at yoga without you, praying for you.
You know, yeah, for like your set your intentions
I
at
will.
Yoga, Monica, $1 million.
Oh, whatever. Yeah.
There you
but
go.
First, we have to get me on. So
yeah.
vote if you can. You can vote every single day on the website.
Very cool. If you guys want to find out more about it on Twitter, the hashtag is #vote4. So vote numeral 4 Monica. And you can find out more about that. Also go to cbs.com, search Survivor rather than give him the URL. And you can find out more. And she's trying to get back on the show after she was on Survivor Samoa. You said 2009, so that's about 6 years ago.
Right.
Wow. And you've matured since then, so you probably have a better strategy for it.
I think I'm more grounded going in. The first time I went in, it was very, I'm so excited, I'm going to be on Survivor. And I was kind of taking it in and kind of the whole, it was the awe of the situation that I was actually there. Now going in, I feel like I'm a lot more aggressive, a lot more grounded. It's going to be less of the awe factor and more of the win factor.
Yeah. Now, do they pay anybody anything there, or is it just the winner?
The further you go, the more you get.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you do get some money for it.
Yeah.
Cool. How
so
cool.
Incentive.
Yeah, so there is an incentive. Yeah.
Of course, everyone wants the million. But.
Right.
Exactly. So you can choose either drive an Uber or go on Survivor.
Or do both. Drive an Uber, take a break, go on Survivor.
There you go. Yeah. I know. So that's pretty cool. So you're a lawyer, too? You went to law school.
I did.
Mm-hmm. How many years?
I graduated law school and I went straight on Survivor.
Really?
I literally graduated May and I left. It was like the beginning of June.
Do you think that your law degree helps you with the strategy and the games that you have to play with people?
It does. At the time, I thought it did too. And but now working and being a practicing attorney is going to serve me a lot more than what it did previously, and actually being in the real world. Because I think when you graduate school, you're a little doe-eyed and anything's possible, you know?
Yeah.
And so you're sitting there in the game and you're like ready to be voted out and you're like, anything's possible.
Yeah.
Whereas now I know I have a little bit more of a realistic point of view.
Yeah. So you're a practicing lawyer now, right?
Technically not right now because I quit my job to campaign.
Oh, really?
Wow. So risky.
Yeah.
Well, it's been really busy just trying to keep up with answering to the fans and trying to do as much as I can to get my name out there. And so I couldn't even imagine working 12-hour days as an attorney and doing that at the same time.
Right.
I would have never made it on.
Right.
Plus, your clients might be like, wait, you're on Survivor and you're
leaving me for 2 months?
Right.
Yeah.
That's funny. So did you have your own practice, or were
No, I was working as a corporate defense attorney in the last firm that I was at, and that was really intense. I don't know that I necessarily want to go back to that part of law. I usually represent the plaintiffs, so
okay.
Defense work is very different. It's very aggressive.
That's true. And so you work in corporate law pretty
much? I was
much?
Doing mostly corporate, right.
Okay. Is that what you want to get back into after that?
I'm thinking I want to try and aim more toward my original plan, which was toward entertainment, copyright, and trademark.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And so that's what interests me the most. And
then
I'm still acting as well.
Oh, very cool. So there's a lot to know about copyright and all that stuff. I know I was, I talked to an attorney and there's just so many things, a lot of fine print and everything, like what you can use, what you can't.
Right, right. And now with the market changing and so many different mediums like social media and all the things out there, it's pretty crazy.
Right. I mean, people will post anything, you know, on YouTube and steal other people's music and intellectual property. Yeah. It's
Lauren and I got flagged for something.
Really?
Our video where we're dancing to Truffle Butter, because we've gotten so many views on that, and the song Truffle Butter is clearly being played in the video, so they're like, you can't have any money from this video because the song is playing.
No.
Right. Rude.
Yeah.
Oh, my
now
God.
Now we know.
No,
see,
I know.
But if you
only
used it for a little bit.
Right. It's like the whole song.
Oh, no.
Right.
Yeah, because you could have used the fair use parody defense.
I know. Well, thank God we have you.
Right.
Help us.
But is it true? I mean, because I'll tell you why. Because I know that you can maybe play a snippet of it, but they don't want you archiving the shows. So even if I think even if it's part of a song, they don't want you to do it, you know, because people can take the physical file and just pull out the music out of there. And it's ridiculous because, I mean, even if you're talking over it, nobody's going to do it, you know. And if they want to record a stream, they can, you know. So people can do that, you know. So I'm currently working on that because I want to play some copyrighted music between our shows. Because no matter how much you pay, they're not going to let you archive the music.
Okay.
Right?
Right, right.
Yeah. And because digital is different from the way radio is and stuff. Because they don't want people to know or to, like I said, physically pull the song out of there and things like that. So that's very cool. How long did you spend in school?
So law school was 3 years.
3 years.
And then undergrad was 4 years.
Right,
so
exactly. So it's a total of 7 years. Right. That's quite a commitment.
It is, but it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed every minute of it.
So did you always know you wanted to be a lawyer? Or,
I did.
Really?
I always knew I wanted to be a lawyer and an actress.
Wow.
At the same time.
At the same time, right? And you're doing it. So mm-hmm. good for you, you know?
Yeah.
Very cool.
It's a fun life. I can't complain.
Yeah. Well, you guys definitely, you have to vote for Monica.
You have to.
Please, please, please.
Please.
You have to, because I'm sure she's going to do very well. And plus, we'll be able to say, oh, we know that star from Survivor.
We will be able to say that.
Yeah. So Wednesday night, they're actually reading the vote live at the broadcast. It'll be read live. I will be in the audience. The 34, 35 contestants will be sitting in the audience waiting to hear if their name is called.
Wow. And that's next Wednesday?
It's next. It's a week from today, and it's going to be live on East Coast at 8 p.m.
Right.
And then here they'll be airing a taped version of it.
But wait, so will you be able to text us after?
If I don't make it, because I think they're taking away my phone.
So if you make it, you join right away?
Yeah, that's it.
Like, you don't get to go home or anything.
You can't say goodbye to anybody. You have to go. You're off.
Your bags are packed. Tuesday night, should we do like a thing for you and say goodbye to you maybe?
You might want to do Monday because they're taking me away Tuesday.
Okay, so Monday night, we'll do something for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, it's pretty crazy. I'm going to have my bag packed for Cambodia.
Yeah, so you already packed and everything.
I will have my bag in the audience and ready to go.
Wow.
So I really hope I get enough votes because if I don't, it's going to be so humiliating. It's like losing prom queen on steroids.
Yeah, but don't look at it that way, you know, because if you do, it'll be devastating for you.
No, I'm really blessed to have the opportunity to do it. I'm really grateful.
Yeah, you know, and
even being on the list out of 400 contestants is really cool. But
exactly.
I really
and you've already been on it once too, which is a dream for many people. You know, I mean, what are the odds?
Exactly.
You know, and you were approached to do it. I mean, that must have make you feel good. So there's no way you should feel any embarrassment or anything or humiliated.
Easy for you to say.
I guess. I guess when you're on camera in front of millions of people, it's different, right?
I'm curious to see what this does for the viewership for the finale, too.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's going to boost it for sure.
Yeah, totally, because we want to see like who we voted win.
Exactly.
You know? We're invested. So
all of those contestants
CBS.
Now have their families coming back and watching and all of their fans. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Smart CBS. Very smart.
Very smart. And according to Jeff Probst, the list is changing daily based on the votes, which is crazy. So the top 10 seems to keep fluctuating if you look at his Twitter.
Really?
So it doesn't seem to be set in stone, so I better step up my campaign trail, kiss some babies.
Yeah.
So what, he's tweeting who's leading and things like that?
No, they're not saying that, but he just basically tweeted out saying the list is constantly changing, which is pretty exciting.
Which means that every vote counts. So guys, if you're listening, please vote and
just
also tell your friends.
Real quick, and then make a little reminder, set your phone alarm. Hashtag vote for Monica.
Right.
Click my little picture.
And that's it right now. Do people have to sign in or anything, to sign up?
Yeah, so you can either do it through Facebook or you can do a CBS login, which kind of gets annoying, but then that's how they're monitoring and
but
making
Facebook
sure that people
easy.
Aren't putting in too many votes.
Right.
Yeah, Facebook is pretty easy. Just log in with Facebook.
Just one click and you're in there.
Yeah, it takes maybe like 1 or 2 minutes out of your day and that's it.
Yeah.
And then you can vote every day.
There
every
you
day.
Go.
And hopefully get Monica on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll definitely do that. We'll
tell
do
everyone,
our part.
Tell your mailman. Tell your plumber. Get the word out.
Tell your Uber drivers.
Tell your Uber drivers.
And the voting ends when?
It ends on Wednesday.
Oh, so
it
it's
ends
right up to that
before the broadcast.
Wow!
Right.
But we need you to vote now. So I'm like trying. I'm like so hesitant to tell people that it ends Wednesday because we need today and every day.
Right.
Right.
Very cool. Well, Monica, much success to you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
I know you have everything it takes to be on Survivor, so I don't see why not. They've already decided once that you were good at it, you know, so that'll be cool. So, I mean, are there any people nominated from your season, too?
No, I'm the only one.
The only one.
Yeah.
So maybe you stand a good chance, because maybe they'll try to get one
hopefully.
From every season.
I mean, I'm also one of the contestants. I played with her mom. Mm. So she's coming back.
Really?
Hopefully. I mean, I don't know. We'll see what happens. But yeah, her name's Sierra Easton. And her mom and I were on our original season together. And they went back as a team, as a mother-daughter team in Blood versus Water. So she's on the list too.
Awesome. Very cool. All right. Well, Monica, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We wish you much success with the show and with your lawyering and everything else.
Thank you so
but
much.
But first with the show.
First with the show.
Yeah. Both for Monica.
Everybody, you can Google Monica Padilla, but go to Twitter, Monica Padilla 7. I guess on Instagram, it's the same one.
Right.
And you guys can go in.
There's a Facebook fan page, too. You can get on that boat.
There you go. But mainly, most importantly, go to CBS.com, find Survivor, and click on her picture or whatever they have there.
Every day.
Right?
Every day.
Every daily. Day, you can do it.
Every day.
Do it with your daily vitamin.
Yes.
I'm looking at your picture here on Twitter with the makeup, the war makeup you guys put on.
Yeah, that was in the show.
It totally doesn't look like you, though, you know?
Oh, it's so crazy. Really? I start to look, I morph into like this warrior beast.
Yeah, I know. That's pretty cool, though.
I mean, I also have some fun reasons. If you follow me each day, I'm posting a different reason why you should vote for me on Survivor. It's a top 10. I think we're on number 8 right now. So check it out.
Cool. Here, reason number 9. I outsmart the competition. There you go.
Yeah, she does.
Well, we have a smart cookie here. I mean, if she's a lawyer, she can do it. And okay, well, all that's right. It for today. We want to thank Danielle Earle and Sasha Gordon for calling in regarding the movie. What was it?
Lover's Game.
Lover's Game, that's right. So everybody catch that. Jen will catch up on more tomorrow.
We will.
And everybody, thank you all for joining us as always, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.